Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ricky Weeks. Batting second. The shortstop, J.J. Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The DH, Prince Fielder. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Hart. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russell Branyon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Hall. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ben Sheets. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting second. The second baseman, Alexi Carcilla. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Delman Young. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brian Buescher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Brendan Harris. Batting ninth. The DH, Mike Lamb. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Slowey. And now, play ball. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Weeks strikes out. One out. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slowey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mauer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weeks catches it and throws to first to double up Carcilla. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fielder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hart strikes out. Two outs. Russell Branyon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Branyon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Slowey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Morneau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kubel strikes out. One out. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cameron hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buescher strikes out. One out. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lamb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sheets fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Weeks is 0 for 1 in the game. Weeks hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Harris, and into shallow left field. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hardy moves to third. Two outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez strikes out. One out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carcilla strikes out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hart. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morneau takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mauer scores. Morneau moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Branyan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0 for 1 in the game. Branyan hits a fly ball into right field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buescher is 0 for 1 in the game. Buescher hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hall throws to second. Safe. Over to first, and Harris is out. Buescher moves to second. One out. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lamb is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamb strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Braun, who is chasing the ball. Gomez reaches third base with a triple. Buescher scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brannion scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carcilla for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason Kendall, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cameron. The throw from Maurer and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Weeks is 0 for 2 in the game. Weeks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hardy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hardy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maurer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Maurer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Justin Morneau, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kubel, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kubel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kubel takes first base on ball 4. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buescher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder strikes out. Two outs. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Branyan is 0 for 2 in the game. Branyan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lamb is 0 for 2 in the game. Lamb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gomez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carcilla hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hart. Carcilla reaches second base with a double. Lamb goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Twins. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Schaus now pitching. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kubel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kubel hits a fly ball into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Weeks is 0 for 3 in the game. Weeks strikes out. One out. JJ Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hardy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hardy hits a fly ball into right field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.